New fall fashion.
I don't know if you're going to like it. I truly don't know. I don't like it as a female.
Oh, as a guy? Well, it's called crotch cleavage.
So yes. It's also known as camel toe.
Right. They're trying to church it up a little bit now with the crotch cleavage, although it's not much better.
Uh-huh.
I think for a guy, it's distracting.
I think for a woman,
but I'm saying
it's
distracting. You say if we like it, like you see, you're like, oh, I shouldn't be. Like,
yeah.
You. That's their thing.
Uh-huh. But
the baby maker's right there.
There it is. As a female, seeing it on myself and other females, I'm like, oh, my God, cover that up. You know,
yeah.
You know, I just, it's so ingrained that it's like, oh, hide your camel toe real quick.
I never think it's done on purpose.
Yeah, but now apparently it's like,
it's like if you're showing cleavage, like, okay, you're very aware that that's happening. Yeah. I always assume if you're showing some camel toe that you did not mean for that to happen.
You do not mean, it just means your pants are
something's
real tight
wrong.
And hiked up. Yeah.
Yeah. And with how popular yoga pants and Lululemon and all the different things.
Well, and especially with the crop top now, where before when you were wearing the leggings you're wearing the, you know, the tight pants, whatever, you're wearing longer shirts that were covering it. But now,
full display.
Sports bras, crop tops. I mean, it is on.
I remember we had some people call in while you were out one time about where the women, if they wore underwear when they went to the gym.
Oh, yeah.
And at least half did not. And so you're much more likely to have the crotch cleavage.
Yeah, this is going to be gross, but I would wear underwear if I didn't want to have to wash my pants. Do you know what I mean? Well, like if you're working out.
Yeah, that's basically what the people were saying. Yeah. Women started going into great detail of the things that men don't think about. We're like, oh.
Yeah, you ain't got a clue.
Yeah, go ahead and have the panty lines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On that one.
Yeah.
But anyway, crotch cleavage, just in time for fall.
Today's show is brought to you by Crotch Cleavage, the latest in fall fashion, formerly known as camel toe, but now a fashionable way of saying, read my lips. I'm a liberated woman in tight leggings.
Read my lips, dude.
Sick.
This song is from a while back. I'm not sure.
Uh-oh.
It's a camel toe song. Do you remember this?
Vaguely.
You're a beautiful girl.
I don't know how it's aged.
And your pants are on so tight.
Yeah.
Then when you stand just right, I can see it all. When you're on the beach and your bikini's soaking wet,
I don't like it. I feel nervous.
Yeah, very.
I see your camel toe.
Anyway, yeah.
I don't know. Isn't the camel toe, per se.
Yes.
Isn't it, I know, not only, because I noticed that when a lot of girls have tight bikinis or tight clothes on, it doesn't always show. Does it mean your thing's out of check a little bit?
No, it just means that it's just really tight. Wait, you mean like something's wrong?
Yeah.
Well,
Matt said he thought something's wrong if you see it.
Oh, like as in?
Like it's swollen?
No, just that it's up in there and you don't mean like you want to pick. It's a front wedgie.
What I meant was like something's wrong with your pants.
Yeah.
Like there's an issue there. Not like you need to see a doctor.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely not happening on purpose.
But for women, it's going to be bigger in size than others. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Based on your anatomy.
Same with men, male genitalia. It's different for every person. I hate, what did they say? The beavage?
Beavage.
Your beavage.
Yeah.
So much that a friend of mine a while ago, like a couple years ago, recommended the Cucini. Ordered the Cucini, which is
order it?
Oh, I have like four.
Oh.
Four different kinds, all different kinds of Cuccinis. The same idea as the pasties, like the nipple covers.
Okay, yeah.
It's a gel, kind of like a silicone feeling thing, and it's an insert that can go into your bathing suits.
I think a lot of women are wearing them because...
Oh, they're real hot right now. I gave them to all my friends, as a matter of fact.
So is it considered, and I don't know, I go back and forth on this, kind of like a political issue.
Okay.
Is it not attractive, or is it attractive for guys to see that?
Well, I'm asking you guys because I don't know.
The protruding thing.
I don't know.
Jared?
I mean, I think if it's depends on who, you know, if you're attracted to the woman and they're in good shape or something, you might be like, oh,
maybe.
But then you don't want to look. You feel a little pervy looking.
Yeah.
No, I know. But is it attractive? Let's say it's a hot girl.
Yeah, I think
so. Would you rather see it or not see it?
Rather? I don't mind
it. It's distracting.
How about, it is distracting.
But it's distracting. It feels like you're looking at something you're not supposed to be seeing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Matt?
No. Because like I said, I feel like you're not. I don't think you're trying to show that. So to me, it feels like something's accidentally happening.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
It's more distracting. Like I'm, it's almost like if you're walking around and your zipper's down.
Yes.
You want to try to subtly tell somebody their zipper's down.
Or like
you can't subtly say, hey.
Or it's like a sexy way of having like a booger in your nose.
No.
You know, you're like, hey, get the booger out of your nose. Because you know they don't want that
there.
But you're never going to say it to a woman.
No.
Hey, by the way. Something looks out of whack down there.
Your beavage is showing.
No, I know that, but it's almost like when you're wearing a tight shirt and cleavage is showing, and I know that's usually done on purpose. That's a sexually attractive, because men are visual.
Are you attracted to it?
Yeah, are you?
I go back and forth.
But you want to see it or not?
Like if it's Margot Robbie and she's at the gym and she's wearing Lululemon tight pants.
Most of the time, I'm like, not, because I think it's almost like it's too trashy of a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like Matt did say, it's not on purpose, but at the same time, like, if Margot Robbie's skirt went up, I wouldn't be like, oh, God, just terrible. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm not sure if I'm super attracted. I think in that situation, you're more turned on to the fact that she's free and not wearing underwear. You know what I'm saying? It's not like the visual look of what it is. It's like turning you on.
I don't know. I have not made it throughout my life a definite opinion whether I like it or not.
I can
of all the things for you to not take a firm stand right now.
Okay, you'd have that one locked down.
I don't know. I don't know. And if it's, okay, what if we know the hot girl's doing it on purpose?
That'd be odd.
Yeah, it would be odd. That'd be
odd. So no girl does it on purpose?
I don't think so.
No women do that on purpose.
Maybe there's some, but camel toe is typically something that happens that you don't mean for it to happen, but your pants are so tight and it wedges up. It's the wedgie of the front.
Okay.
You don't want a wedgie in real life.
You notice how different men and women are. If a guy was wearing skin tight things and it was exposing his testicles.
Yes.
I mean, just like really tight.
Just right,
we
know.
Uh-huh. We wouldn't be like, oh, oops.
Oh, we know. We know that the pants are tight.
And right. So you don't know what's showing.
And so that's why the Cuccini has been invented.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
If you need a link, hit me up.
Put it on your TikTok shop.
I wish I had one. Yeah, I would sell the hell out of a Cuccini.
You could do the videos for it. It'd be amazing.
Like, now you see it. Now you know.
Katie's Cuccini. How perfect.
It's perfect.
Really? Yeah,
it is. Forget cooking with Katie.
Yeah, cooking with Katie's Cuccini.
Cuccini's with Katie.
Yes.